All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Ripples, so let's go ahead and get started. She went on and on about how much she appreciates your help on finding her work. It's a shame she couldn't stay longer. That's good to hear. I'm glad it worked out. Skylar was pretty down the other day when she was telling me about her mom's situation. Shelby essentially got her fired. Shelby? Is that the same girl Darcy was talking about? Yup, that's her, causing problems for everyone. Tiffany shakes her head, thinking about the situation. You should stay away from that girl, Grim. Oh, don't worry. I don't want to be anywhere near her. Good. Now come here and hug me. I'm proud of the responsible and handsome man you've become. Thanks, Tiffany. Mwah! Tiffany plants a kiss that's halfway on your lips and halfway on your cheek and holds it longer than ordinary. Whoa, that was partially on my lips. She's never done that before. Oops, I did that without thinking, hee-hee. But I'm not gonna lie, it was nice feeling his lips on mine. I don't know what's wrong with me lately. So, you and Skylar are becoming good friends? Yeah, she's great. I have fun hanging out with her. And how does Jessica feel about that? Is that why she's been in such a sour mood lately? I don't know. Maybe. Grim, you need to be careful. I don't want you to hurt anyone's feelings. I know. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings either. You should talk to Jessica about it. I plan to. I'm just giving her some space right now. Okay, I wouldn't want the two of you to become distant after how close you've become lately. You mean a lot to Jessica, even if she doesn't show it. She told you that? No, I just know. And you should too. Why am I always the last one to notice these things? Skylar said the same thing. Are we still on for a movie night? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. What night are you thinking? I don't know, maybe tomorrow or the next day. I'll let you know. I hope she doesn't want to do it the same night as Skylar's date. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Do you have a movie in mind? No, I'll let you pick. Okay, I'll think of something. I have to go run some errands now. I'll see you later. Yeah, I need to go over to Crystal's house to help her with her laptop. Then I might stop by Darcy's afterward. Look at you always helping someone out. That's what friends are for. That's very true. Alright, you have a nice evening and I'll see you tonight. Bye, Tiffany. Bye, Grim. I guess I can head over to Crystal's house now. I need to grab a few things for my room first. You grab a few things you need to help Crystal, throw them in your bag, and leave the house. I'm still confused why Luna gave me that look of shock. I'm pretty sure it wasn't because she forgot to turn off the oven. Pardon me. Woo! Okay. Scarlet didn't give me a look like that, and we had an engaging conversation. I'm not sure even how time travel works. Maybe I can do some research and get a better grasp of what happened. I should text Skylar and ask if her mom said anything. Hey, Skylar, is everything all right with the oven? You wait a few minutes, but there's no reply from Skylar. Maybe she's busy. I'll wait for her to text back. Oh yeah, I should probably text Crystal and make sure she is home. Hey Crystal, you still want me to come over tonight? Grim, yeah, come on over. Okay, I'm leaving now. I'll be there in a little bit. Yay, see you soon. I also need to get ahead of Brad and see if he can help me with that app. Which reminds me, I need to buy another phone. I'll stop on the way to Crystal's house and pick one up. So much stuff to do. Mobile stores pop in the night, especially for a small town like Riverside. There's a bunch of cute girls in there. Must be my lucky day. You're telling me the iPhone 11 Pro is all sold out? We're on the iPhone 16 right now, guys. Probably gonna be on iPhone 17. Oh, great. I know that annoying voice. I take it back. It's not my lucky day. Yeah, I'm sorry. Would you... You don't have any in the back? We only have pre-orders in the back, miss. Give me one of the pre-orders then. I'll pay extra. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I could lose my job. Ugh, you're fucking useless. I've been up without a phone all afternoon, and you guys don't even have the phone I want. Now she's scaring away the cute girls. Good job, Shelby. I can't believe she's talking to a store worker like that. She's only doing her job. Hold on a minute. That girl looks familiar. We've seen her before. We have the Samsung Note 10 in stock. It's a very nice phone that recently came out. Yes! Get a Samsung! That's what I've got. I don't have a Note 10, but I've got a Samsung. Pugh, Droid phones are for peasants. You'll never see me with one. We can add you to our notification list and we'll call you once more iPhone 11 Pros are. If I didn't lose my phone at school today, I wouldn't even be here. What good is a notification gonna do right now? Just give me last year's iPhone so I can get the hell out of here. Okay, give me 1 second and I'll get that ready for you. Stupid Hicktown with one goddamn phone store. I miss the city. Jeez, that poor woman has to deal with Shelby's bullshit. I wouldn't be able to do it. I just want to hurry up and grab a phone and get out of here. And he's probably going to get a droid. Like me. Because I like droids. Shelby finally looks around the store and notices you. Are you fucking kidding me? Now I have to deal with this loser. Why don't you fuck off until I'm done in here? I don't want to look at you right now. What a bitch. I'm about to go off on her. I don't have the energy to deal with her shit right now. Or I can just ignore her. Maybe that would piss her off more. Fuck her. I'm not going to give her the satisfaction. I'll act like she's not there. She's not even worth the reaction. As you glance around the store looking at merchandise, Shelby shoots you nasty looks the entire time. Is she still eye-fucking me? Good. I'll show her that no matter what she says, it doesn't affect me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm a stone. Doesn't move. Miss, your phone is all set up and ready for use. I'm sorry for the wait. Took you long enough. Shelby finally leaves the store, but not before giving you a final nasty look. Hee hee, she is pissed. Sir, is there something I can help you with? Yeah, I want to buy a phone. A prepaid one. No problem, follow me and I'll help you find what you need. You find a decent phone and get it set up in store and ready to use. Thank you, ma'am. You've been a great help. You're welcome. It's nice to have such a respectful customer. Is it really that hard to get a phone working? I mean, I literally don't go into a store where I have to do all that. I just set up the phone myself. An idiot can do it. I'm sorry, okay? Look, I happen to be very tech-savvy, though, so maybe I'm a little bit more than your regular idiot. It's like, I don't know how to make my phone. It's not that hard. You have a nice night. I haven't thought about doing a custom OS, but I'm afraid I won't be able to get some of the apps I need to work. So, that would be a bitch. You too? Thank you, and come back if you have any trouble with the phone. That must be Skylar, finally. Oh, never mind, it's Darcy. Hey, Dick Breath, what are you doing? Upgrading me from Dickhead to Dick Breath? Why the change? Because you like having dicks in your mouth, duh. You better be careful, I'm gonna give you Dick Breath. I would love to see you try. I'll let you out faster than Tiffany can get naked for me, you stupid cuck. Wow, she called him a fucking cuck. If it takes you 30 seconds to lay me out, I will have you on the ground faster than your grandma can get dick breath from me. Wow, how do you know how long it takes Tiffany to get naked? You've been spying on her? Ha ha, I was right. I knew you had a thing for her, you filthy pervert. I was just taking a guess. I have no clue how long it takes her. You don't need to lie about it. I know you want to put your hot dog between her buns. I'm cool with that. We can even tag team her if you want. We'll talk about that once I fuck your grandma so hard I've put her into retirement. Go ahead, just make sure you bring a shop vac and a gallon of jam with you. A shop vac? Yeah, you think a regular broom will get all the dust out of that pussy? You're gonna need something way more powerful. Wow! What kind of conversation is this? And why the jam? To use as lubrication, you think you're gonna get in there dry? That shit's drier than the Atacama Desert. Why not use regular lubricant? Because why not? Might as well make it interesting and cover in jam before you go at it. I think it would be pretty sweet. Besides, she loves jam. Darcy, sometimes I wonder about your sanity. Where the hell do you come up with this stuff? Do you make it up on the spot, or do you actually sit around thinking about these things? That's a good question, and one I'm not going to answer because you never answered mine. What question? You want to know if I'll pour jam on your grandma? No, I already know the answer to that. I asked you, what are you doing? I'm at the store right now, and then I'm heading to Crystal's to help her with her laptop and phone. Oh, that's right. She told me that earlier. Well, stop by my house on your way home. I want to show you something. I bet she does. Okay, I'll text you when I'm leaving. Hey, did you find out any info on the shit ninja? Nope, haven't heard anything. Damn, I was hoping someone would spill the beans by now. Something like that is hard to keep quiet. Later, dick breath. Bye, cum guzzler. That girl is a trip. Who talks like that? I love shit talking with her, though. It never gets old. Still no answer from Skylar? Never mind, she said she had to work tonight. I'm stupid. Let's get going, then. Speaking of shit ninjas, you know, I work in retail hell, and we had a whole bunch of, what are they called, fart ninjas that weren't selling, so they had to go to clearance. And every time you would go buy them, they would make fart noises. I'm not lying, folks. They literally do. And they're very realistic fart noises. So, like, all the customers were walking by, and I was walking by, and these things are just, man, they're going at it. You walk by them and they go off. And everybody's like, what is that noise? And it's like, it's the fart ninjas. I've been dealing with them since I got over here. So yeah, they're a real thing, guys. Look up fart ninjas, because they didn't sell real well, but I guess maybe they weren't promoted very well either. But maybe I just got the company the promotion they needed. This video is not sponsored by Fart Ninjas. Alright, I got everything I need with me. Hopefully we can solve this problem. I wonder if her mom is home. Chloe, wasn't it? At least I think it's her mom. Excuse me, at least I think it's her mom. Am I about to meet another person that recognizes me? Well, here goes nothing. You knock on the front door and Crystal comes to the door a few seconds later. Hey, come on in. So how's your evening going, Grim? It's been eventful so far. I ran into Shelby at the store. Oh no! She called me a loser and told me to fuck off until she was done because she didn't want to look at me. Seriously? Yeah, I didn't even acknowledge her and went on with my business like she wasn't there. She stood there and stared at me with a nasty look on her face the entire time. Haha, good! And that whole situation in the hallway today, I mean, seriously, what the fuck? I know, it was a shit show. Haha, literally, Darcy's becoming obsessed with this ninja. She FaceTimed me earlier and talked about it almost the entire time. Yeah, she asked me if I found any info on the shit ninja the way here. I don't think she's gonna give it up for a while. You know how Darcy is. Yeah. I think it's cute how she's wearing makeup now. She always hated girly stuff like that before. You know she's doing that for you, right? I don't care about makeup. I know you don't, but she wants you to see her as a woman, not as the little girl you used to play with when you were younger. She told you that? Not straight up, but she did ask me recently if I thought you would like it on her. And you told her I would? Of course I did. You would rather see her as a woman than a little girl, right? I see her as a woman either way. Well, you should tell her that. She's been asking me all types of questions about her appearance lately. For example, she asked me about her hair earlier, asking me different ways she could style it. I hope she doesn't cut it all off. I like her hair. No, she's not gonna cut it. At least I hope not. That's a relief. Don't tell me you believe this whole practicing thing. Not really. Me either. I think it's cute, so I don't question her on it. And you're fine with that, considering what we've done? Of course, Darcy's my best friend and she needs it. Hell, I would even join one of those practice sessions. Maybe she needs tips from another woman. Wow. Practice session with Darcy and Crystal? I wouldn't mind that. Really? You think Darcy would be up for that? I don't know. Maybe. Mention it and see what she says. I'll think about it. You should. That'd be so hot. It's a weird situation, doing sexual things with Darcy and her best friend, and they're both okay with it. I know Darcy says she's only practicing, but I don't think that's entirely true. How would this work out if things got more serious with Darcy and me? What's with that look? Everything all right? Yeah, everything's fine. Good. So, you want me to start working on your laptop and phone? Yeah, go ahead. My laptop and phone are right there. Is your mom home right now? No. As I said, she's usually working long hours. I'm always here alone. That's why I love it so much when you, Darcy, or Daphne come to visit me. Where does your mom work? She works at Carabelli Global Incorporated, here at the Riverside location. That fancy building they built last year? Yeah. What about your dad? Sorry if I'm getting too personal. No, it's fine. My parents are divorced and I haven't seen him since I was a kid. Sorry to hear that. It's cool. Don't worry about it. She says it's cool, but I can tell it's not. Not only is she getting blackmailed, but she's here by herself most of the time. Makes me feel terrible. I need to start hanging out with her more often, invite her to hang with Darcy and me or something. So, do you think any of this will work? I just want them to leave me alone. I hope so. I'll have you send that app or whatever it is to my phone, and that should get them off your back. Thank you so much, and I'm sorry I dragged you into this. No, don't apologize. Maybe I'm the one that should be apologizing since they're using you to get information on me. Which is making me wonder, how come they didn't target Darcy, or Tiffany, or Jessica? Maybe because my mom works there. I don't know. And you don't know why they're interested in you? I have no clue. I have a feeling it has something to do with the crazy events of the past couple of days, but that's the only thing I can think of. I wish I could tell her about it, but even Darcy doesn't believe me. We'll get this figured out and everything will go back to normal. Alright, I should get started now, but first, can you show me where your Wi-Fi router is located? Yeah, follow me. Crystal shows you where the router is located and you hook up a hardware firewall to monitor traffic on her entire network. Okay, so your gateway already has a firewall built in, but the box I set up is a dedicated firewall made for commercial use. It works a lot better. Not to mention the built-in firewall was set to low, so it was hardly doing anything. What's a gateway? Well, most people just call them routers, but the gateway is a better term because there's more than just a router in the box. Think of it as the gateway into your home network. The one you have includes the internet modem, which connects your network to the internet, and a router, which routes data to all the devices on the network. What's a firewall? A firewall is a network security device or software that monitors incoming and outgoing network traffic and allows or blocks data based on a set of rules. I still don't understand most of what you said, but I'll take your word for it. Okay. I'm going to factory reset both your laptop and your phone, so I need you to tell me the important things you want to back up before I start. Very good idea. You can also do this with, like, Ubuntu. Like, if you can't get Windows working, you can go into Ubuntu or Linux, anything like that. I used Ubuntu. I was basically in a, what was it? I was in a forum and I mentioned this. And, or maybe it was, I can't remember. But it was a bunch of computer techs, and I'm like, you guys know that you can just use Linux if you can't get into Windows and access your files. You can totally just use a Linux USB and access Linux and pretty much look at all your Windows files and back up things from there, because I've done it before. And they were like, oh, damn, I completely forgot you could do that. So yeah, these tech guys that were like, oh, let's factory reset and... No, you can totally use Linux and back up a lot of your crap before you decide to pull the plug. So remember that. Always have a Linux backup disk, guys. It come in handy. You put them on a USB. And we all carry, like, USBs or SD cards or whatever. But, yeah, just something you can throw in the USB on the computer and boot into. You guys know how to access your boot, right? So, yeah, that's a good way to get in to keep your files. So if you have to do any kind of, you know, major maintenance or you have a big error, you can fix it. Okay. I'm going to factory reset both your laptop and your phone, so I need you to tell me the important things you want to back up before I start. Ha, I should have done this before you came over. I guess I only want to keep my pictures and videos, the safe for work ones. Okay, I brought a USB drive with me that we can back up whenever you want. I will scan everything before backing it up to make sure we're not backing up anything infected. Where are the pictures located on the computer? The picture folder right here. You might have to go through some to find out where the more private pictures start. Oh, there are some nice pictures in here. I like this one. Did you send this one to Darcy? She doesn't want it. She hates getting her picture taken unless it's her doing backflips or something, so that's a rare picture. I tried to get her to dress up and take pictures with me, but she'll never do it. Yeah, Darcy doesn't like that kind of stuff. She's really stuffing the hot dog down her throat. She told me that she was the fastest eater I know, so I bet her she couldn't eat the hot dog in under 30 seconds, and this was the result. Did she do it? No, but she did it in 33 seconds, which is still extremely fast. I was shocked. That's pretty fast, especially with the bread. It's so dry. Wait, did she use water to do it? Nope, no water involved. Damn, that's fast. I know, she has no gag reflex and can stuff it down her throat. That's good to know. I remember this, the day Darcy got her black belt. She was so excited. Look at that pose and the face she's making. She looks badass. Yep, it's a great picture. I like this one too. That's the spot where we went at lunchtime. Where we went to at lunchtime, right? Yeah, the old abandoned park. Oh, wow. So, is that what you meant by dress up? Crystal blushes and starts acting shy. Yeah, I like cosplay and dress up in unusual outfits. Oh, Aerith, huh? It's an escape from reality, and I can pretend to be someone else for a while. She seems shy now that I found her cosplay pictures. I don't know why. I love the picture. Now that I think about it, I do remember Darcy saying something about you dressing up, but I didn't know she meant this. But I love the picture, and I love the fact that you like to cosplay. We have more in common than I originally thought. Hearing your reassuring comment, Crystal looks you in the eyes and gives you a big smile. You know who that is? Damn right I do. That's the gorgeous Aerith from Final Fantasy VII. No offense, but I didn't expect you to know Aerith. Who doesn't? It's the most beloved game of all time. GOG is trying to get it. And you didn't hear this from me, but something's supposed to happen tomorrow on GOG. It's going to be a real big deal. So if you're seeing this, you didn't hear this from me. But you might want to check it on the 25th, because some big things are happening. Supposed to be the 25th and the 26th. Some major cool stuff. They said if everything goes as planned, nobody's going to be upset. So maybe they got Final Fantasy VII. I know they've been wanting it. Wow, growing up with Darcy playing video games all the time, I would also get into some of them by extension. And Aerith is so damn cute. Why would you not want to cosplay as her? Yeah, that makes sense. These pictures are really nice, Crystal. How come I never got invited to these photo sessions? I don't know. I guess I was a little shy about it since Darcy never wanted to do it. So I always had Daphne take the pictures. So that's why you dyed your hair brown that one time? Yup. Well, next time you want to cosplay, you can call me if you want. I'd love to see you dress up. I'll remember that. Hestia! I still haven't watched that anime, so forgive me. But I have it on a hard drive somewhere. You know her too? Of course I do. I'll be honest, I didn't know who she was when I ordered the outfit, but I love the pictures on the website. So you never watched the anime? I watched a few episodes afterwards. I'm not a huge anime fan, but lately I've been getting into it more and more. Darcy loves anime and gets me to watch them sometimes. Now this isn't just, like, AVN BS. There's a lot more women that are getting into anime. By the way, I've known some in their 30s and 40s that are like, I'm on episode 150. Really? Damn, I would not expect you to be into, well, it's just so good. I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome. Anime is a thing that people just watch now. It's not just for nerdy guys like me back in the day. It's for everybody now. So that's kind of cool. I never saw it coming, I'll be honest with you guys. When I was a young dude, I was like, dude, this shit's always gonna be niche. It's always gonna be for, like, nerdy dudes and some nerdy chicks, and it's not gonna go mainstream. And then, boom! Anime is everywhere! I was like, huh? What? Dude, okay, I'll be honest with you guys. I was a teenager, and... excuse me, not a teenager, but if I could talk to my teenage self, I'd be like, hey man, let me tell you something. This stuff here, it's gonna be everywhere in the next 20 years. It's like bullshit. No, I'm serious. Everybody's gonna be into anime. It's like the biggest freaking thing. It's gonna be better than the X-Men cartoons and everything that you're watching now. It's gonna be the big thing. Like, I would have never believed it. It's like, no way. Who would have thought? You're more of a weeb than I ever imagined. Shut up. No, I'm not. Crystal gives you a playful punch. Okay, maybe just a little, but it's Darcy's fault. There's no reason to hide it, even if it's only a little bit. You're right. I've started to see things differently lately, and I want to be the person I want to be instead of caring about others' approval. That's good. Fuck other people. Be yourself. By the way, if you want to check out my anime, the stuff I grew up with, all you gotta do is check out Tubi, because Tubi has a lot of retro crush anime. You literally just go on there, and all the old shows, OVAs, movies, everything I grew up with are in there uncut. So that's the anime I grew up with, guys, just in case you know, want to know what real old anime was like when it was hand drawn still. Oh, this is where the pictures start getting spicy. I see. That was taken after Daphne and I bought matching lingerie. We didn't have anyone to show them off to, so we decided to take some pictures together. Whoa! That's a spicy meatball. Haha, this was a little solo session you did. And it's hot, it's nice, and it's not too much, you know? I don't have a problem with bare breasts. I put bare breasts a lot on my, what is it? My ex account. I show that a lot. Now, they always give me a little thing that says, this content, you have to click to view it or something. But I don't know what Elon's deal is with boobs. I mean, they're just boobs. I could see if I was doing full hardcore with clowns and whatever else, but no. It's just boobs. You don't have to look through anymore unless you don't want to. All the rest are naughty pictures. Maybe just a couple more to be sure. Go ahead. Oh yeah, I like that. And again, they're just boobs. It's no big deal. You like? I certainly do. Nice. Now that's a little more. So these are the pictures the blackmailers have? Yeah, they sent a bunch of them to my phone to prove they had them. Do you have them on your phone? Not the nude ones. Are they backed up to the cloud? Nope, not these ones. Not those ones. Did you ever send any of those nude pictures to anyone else? No, never. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're covering everything, so you don't want me to back up the not safe for work ones. I don't know, I really like them, but they're becoming a liability. How about this? Back them all up on the drive, and at some point in the future I can get them back. Will that work? Yeah, we can do that. Of course, you like that idea. You get to see me naked. Of course, you like that idea. You get to see me naked anytime you want. No, I'll keep them on the drive and won't connect it to anything just to be safe. It's a good idea. These are amazing pictures, though. I wouldn't mind looking through the rest. Especially those cosplay pictures. You have any not safe for work cosplay photos on here? No, but maybe sometime I can show you a few costumes. Really? I'd love that. I wonder if she'd show me some of her cosplay outfits tonight. Should I ask her? Would you be willing to show me some of the stuff after I finish up? Tonight? Yeah. I don't know. Some of them take a while to put together and put on. You can get them ready while I work on your laptop and phone. You motherfucker. That's a damn good plan. And now I want to show them to you. Okay, you convinced me. Just don't complain if I take too long when switching outfits, and I'll only show you two or three, otherwise it'll take too much time. Fuck yeah, I'm excited now. Back those pictures up and do whatever you have to do, and I'll get a couple of costumes ready. You can tell me which ones you like the best. Sounds good, but before you go, can you send that thing to my phone? Whatever it is they told you to send to me. Sure, let me turn my phone back on. You want me to send it to your new phone? No, send it to my old one. That's the phone they're expecting me to use. I'm forwarding all my calls and texts to my new phone, so you can still use the same number. What is it that they want you to send to me anyway? They said it's supposed to look like a photo of me, but it's an app in disguise or something. I don't know. I didn't understand when they explained it to me. Okay, go and send it. And phone is now on and sent. Alright, I'll get these backed up. Factory reset and set up everything. And I'll be back in a little bit. You back up, wipe, and set up all security measures on her laptop and phone while Crystal is preparing her costumes. Alright, so we're going to leave off here, guys. Don't worry, we're not done yet. We still got one more day. Yeah, one more day of Ripples and Aeternum. And I know you guys do like Ripples, but Aeternum is the main course. Ripples is the appetizer. Aeternum's the main course. That's the meal you guys are here for. So, all right, guys, we'll be back with more Ripples next week. And Aeternum is coming at you next.